Because I'm a practical, down-to-earth feller.
I am not. Everybody knows that.
And I'm trying to change that.
I know.
I'm a practical, down-to-earth mystic.
Could that be balance in the world that makes it perfect? Good and bad, light and dark, east and south. I mean, east and west, not south, but it's the opposite force that needs to exist in this world to make it perfect.
That has nothing to do with perfection. Opposites, dualities, black and white, good and bad, has nothing to do with perfection. They do have to do with the energies of how things work. Let's take one more comment and then I'm itching to say what I want to say.
If everything's perfect and if you accept what is and realize it's perfect, there's no reason for suicide.
Well, that's a little too pie in the sky for me. It's a little too Pollyanna. Because people get massively depressed. People get unbelievably discouraged. People get severely despondent. People become suicidal. No matter what.
Even if they see the world is perfect.
Even then, it's possible to become emotionally devastated to the point of suicidality.
Sometimes, especially then, because when you see the perfection of everything, and then there's also Hitler, and you see that imperfect, it has an incredible, heartbreaking feeling that you could want to get off the earth. So sometimes that compassion is so deep and so raw and so open that when you see everything as perfection and you see somebody beat their child, I mean, there's both are there.
I've heard you say this, and I found it to be true in my life so far, that there's no escape route in this universe, that there's no escape door. And with a body and a mind the way I am at this point, it certainly, as much as I've always tried to find escape routes, there doesn't seem to be a way out. There's a way through. It doesn't seem to me, and I take your word for it, that death is going to be an exception to that.
Okay, thank you. And I have said on more than one occasion, at least two or three occasions publicly, that statement that there is no escape hatch in existence. There's no way out. There's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to run. There's no way out. And I've said that for a very specific purpose. Usually I don't have a specific purpose when words come out of my mouth. But the few times I've made that statement, I definitely had an intention, which is as much as you will allow me to take away, to completely take away from you any idea of escape. Any idea that anything will remove you from whatever it is that makes you want to run and hide or leave life. Because I know full well it won't work. So I would love to take away that illusion from you, because I've seen too many people not understand that, not know that, and pay the consequences.